You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
And welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday, September 16th, 2024. Grandpa Dan streaming with you, RadioAlbion.com, and also kicking off another Monday. Time to get back on your grind. I know it's hard, but we're here for you at Radio Albion. And just over the weekend, I was thinking to myself, I got to do the Monday Daily Nationalist. I thought, what in the world am I even going to talk about? You know, I'm like, I have no idea. Well, Clown World never fails to deliver. So we had this second apparent assassination attempt, or would-be assassination attempt, on Trump. So voila, we've got something to talk about. Now, most of you probably already have the basics. This Ruth Routh, had a gun and poking it out of the bushes. Now, I'm not going to get off into the woods too much about this as far as, you know, getting into, was it real? What was the motivation? And the just nonsensical political back and forth that, of course, we're going to see from this, with finger pointing and politicians trying to upstage each other. What I find interesting, well, are several things. For starters, I thought it was funny that right after this happened, the media came out. This is the same media that is still out there, by the way, claiming the Haitians in Ohio are not killing people's pets and eating them, even though you have all this eyewitness testimony and people living there saying, yes, they are doing that. The media is still running around saying this is just crazy misinformation, conspiracy theory, nonsense. The same media came out immediately and claimed, this wasn't an assassination attempt. This was just two people shooting at each other. Just a normal day. Two people shooting at each other. Doesn't have anything. I mean, they were Johnny on the spot. Immediate media reaction to it was, this is nothing to do with Trump. It just was a couple people shooting each other nearby. They're just trying to make it into something that it is not. I even saw the shills got the memo early, and there were shills on the internet saying this exact, respouting this exact media line. This doesn't have anything to do with Trump. This was just a random people shooting each other. Just another normal day in America. And then, of course, the Secret Service just had to come about and debunk the media. The media needs its own fact checkers to fact check the fact checkers for the fact checking media. Secret Service came in and said, yeah, no, we saw a gun sticking out of the bushes and thought we might ought to do something about that. Popped off a few rounds, didn't hit the guy. Guy took off and they arrested him. Now, another interesting aspect, apparently Trump had actual Secret Service this time. You know, after that last fiasco, it turned out a lot of those people weren't actually Secret Service agents at all. They were like Homeland Security office personnel that did like a 1-hour course and were told, well, go cover this because we just don't have enough people to bother with this. So apparently he did have actual Secret Service this time. I guess that's progress or something. I don't know. But another thing that I found interesting, besides the media's immediate knee-jerk attempt to claim that this was a hoax and there's nothing, there's just random people shooting each other, only to get quickly debunked by the Secret Service themselves, is this guy, this Ryan Routh guy. I did a show recently, and it was titled something along the lines of, we don't believe them anymore. And I was talking about the media and the government complex and their ridiculous lies, and how we just, you know, they can keep saying what they want, we just don't believe them anymore. But you look at this guy here, and it reminds us that, you know, we is limited because there are people who do believe everything the media says. And this guy is, he's a prime example. There are already videos surfacing of this guy all over the internet by yesterday evening. And he's a classic example of people who really do believe everything the media says. Now, the media tells us that we need to only believe them. You know, if RT or any other news source is Russian disinformation or whatever, you have to go to trusted sources. If you try to do a search engine and look up something, you're going to get all of these results to trusted news sources, which are the media. So in a way, what they're pushing for is for us all to become Ryan Routh, one of these people who only believes what the media tells him. This reach goes all the way. If you're on social media and you post something up, you're going to get these community notes. You're going to get these things that say, oh, we've got to add some context because people could misconstrue your facts and what you're actually saying. Here you have a guy who just regurgitates everything that the media says. I saw a video of him. He's one of the things he was apparently really big on was the Ukraine thing. And somehow it'll be interesting. We probably won't ever get the information. I don't know where the guy's money come from, but he had the money to fly over to Ukraine and make video appearances and whatnot. But he was real big on the Ukraine. In one of the videos I saw, this guy is sitting here talking about the Ukraine versus Russia conflict. And he sits there and he tells whoever's filming it in the interview, he says, this is just clear good versus evil. This is like any movie. This is like any movie. You have a clear-cut case of the good guys versus the bad guys. Now, bear in mind, this guy is several years older than I am, and I'm not exactly young. You got a guy, this guy is 58 years old, and he views life as a Marvel Heroes film. I mean, he really, that is his view on life. This is the classic person who believes everything the media tells him, and this is what they look like. This is what the media wants all the rest of us to be, to only sit around and listen to them so we can be Ryan Routh. Sitting there talking with a straight face, you know, in all seriousness, saying this is like any Hollywood movie you've ever seen. These are the bad guys attacking the good guys, and the poor lowly good guys are trying to defend themselves, and we have to do everything we can to help the underdog to come out on top, just like in any movie. He literally says, just like in any Hollywood movie you've seen, this is the good guys. Respect. This guy's 58 years old, and he views life as a Hollywood movie. He also apparently wanted to start some kind of foreign legion to defend the shores of Taiwan. This is what I mean. This is what it looks like when somebody believes everything the media says. He wanted, because the media, he must have had to switch back and forth, you know, when they were all in on the Ukraine all the time. You know, but then when the media shifted and started talking about Taiwan, he had to jump over here because now the media is telling him to go over here because Taiwan, their democracy, independence of who they are, is being threatened by the evil Chinese. They just go. They go wherever the media. It's also interesting to me how the media is constantly, you know, pointing the finger at people and saying, you encourage this, you know, people, dissident voices, people that don't believe the media, people that promote quote unquote conspiracy theories, spread disinformation, Russian propaganda, dissident right wing voices. They're encouraging people. Why your comments on social media, you're encouraging anytime they've had any incident at all that they could tie back to dissident voices on the internet, they have been Johnny on the spot to do so. The media has jumped all over that, pointing the finger. See, you're encouraging these people to do it. Your words are encouraging people. Your words are violence. Your words. You notice how the media is strangely silent on their own culpability by their metric. If you apply the metric the media tries to apply to anybody else, why this guy listened to your podcast one time and then threatened to kill somebody, it's your fault. Never mind the person, he threatened to kill was a neighbor he was having a dispute with over their yard or something. It doesn't matter. And yet, by their own metric, the media is strangely, or not so strangely, very silent on their own culpability. This guy obviously, observably, believed and went with whatever caused the media. When it was Ukraine, he was all in on Ukraine, but then he had to shift gears over here to Taiwan. You look at this guy and your first reaction is, wow, he's totally sane. I mean, you just look at people's faces. One of the big lies we're told as kids growing up is you can't judge a book by the cover. And for the most part, there are exceptions, but for the most part, that is bullshit. You can look at this guy. Like, if you just didn't know anything about this guy and this guy just walked up and started talking to you, my first reaction is this guy's a weirdo. Before any words come out of his mouth, I would be like, this guy's a weirdo. I don't want anything to do with him. Wouldn't let him around little kid. Like if I went by, like if I was out for a morning jog, I wouldn't be, because I'm old and I don't care about that. But if I was out for a morning jog and I'm jogging down the sidewalk and I'm going past the elementary school and the kids are out there, you know, in the playground, and I see this guy standing there with his hands on the fence looking in there, I'm going to be like, stop and be like, what are you doing? Because this guy has that look. Don't let him around, little kids. He looks like a weirdo. I say it would be interesting to see what other kind of details we might get on this guy, if any. I suspect the whole story will quickly be memory hold. Like by next week, we'll be talking about something completely different. The first assassination attempt was quickly memory hold. It quickly went away. This one, too, will probably go away as well. But you look at this guy and tell, he's obviously a weirdo. And this is the classic person that believes everything the media says. When you think about these poor souls, you go about life believing, basing their worldview. This is what you got to look like. You got to be Ryan Roth to go around and believe everything the media says. For your worldview to be shaped by the fact checkers, to be shaped by official sources. You know, you're one of the good thinkers, see. You don't believe those crazy conspiracy theories on the internet. You only go with trusted sources like MSNBC, CNN, and the government at large. That's how you base your... So you're not one of these crackpots that just believes crazy talk on the internet. You go with the valued sources. Probably one of those people sit there on the internet and go, I need a source for that. And then when somebody puts up the source, that's not a trusted source. Has that look. And these are the people that are supposed to be, you know, this is what you should aspire to be, because he only trusts the trusted official sources. As somebody who would go around and get their entire worldview from the media and the government, it must be hard because it's always changing. It's always shifting. You know, it's here, it's there. Like I say, he's big on Ukraine. Even went over to Kiev. Stood out there talking about it. He apparently made some post at one point or told people that he himself was going to Ukraine. 58-year-old weirdo, and he's going to go to the Ukraine and fight the evil Russians himself. Unsurprisingly, he apparently pulled short of that a little bit. He was so passionate about the Marvel movie Good Guys of the Ukraine versus the evil bad guys of the Russians. He was going to go, he told people he was going to Ukraine to fight the Russians. Only he decided instead to do some fundraising. You know, set up a nonprofit for the Ukraine and encourage other people. See, he's much more valuable to encourage other people to go and fight the Russians for the Ukraine. He's a thinker. He's a thinker. He's got to think about it. And do some organizing. It's tough. He really wanted to go and take up a gun and take up a rifle and go fight the Russians. But he got to thinking about it at the last minute. And he thought, no, I can do more good for the cause if I set up a nonprofit and organize and go to Kiev and film some videos about how important it is to everybody in the world. We need to get a gun in everybody's hands. We got to get out here and fight these evil Russians. He really wanted to do it himself, but he just pulled up a little short. Maybe this guy wasn't always a weirdo. Again, I'm basing the weirdo on just look at him. Because you can't say he's a weirdo. You don't know anything about him. I do. I look at this guy. I don't interact with anybody in my personal life that looks like this guy because of my immediate reaction. But this guy's a weirdo. Maybe he wasn't always a weirdo. Maybe he didn't always look totally insane. Maybe, just maybe, I'm using the media's own standard of, well, we can go out here and guess. But perhaps getting your worldview and listening to everything the media and government says is what makes you crazy. I haven't seen any pictures of this guy yet when he was younger. Maybe he was normal when he was younger. But when he started basing his worldview on everything, the ever-changing narrative of the media, maybe it made him insane. Maybe his mind shorted out. I can't imagine your mind not shorting out, basing your worldview on the ever-changing narratives of the media. Remember, the media told guys like this that Hillary had it in the bag in 2016. And then it didn't happen. And they trusted the official sources. The same media, by the way, that is running around. And as you all know, look, I reject the system. I do. I reject it. The elections are fake. It doesn't matter who you get in there. The system doesn't change. It's like a humiliation ritual. I'm not partaking. I'm not. Other people have a different view. That's fine. You do you. But for me, my integrity, I'm not voting for the legitimacy of the system. My not voting is a vote to say I reject it in its entirety. It's illegitimate. But nonetheless, according to their own polls, they're running around now. Right now, the media is running around with polls saying Kamala is pulling ahead of Trump. We know it's all fake. We know it's all BS. I think they're a little worried. Even though we know the elections are fake and they do massive voter fraud, we know this. Well, unless you're someone like Ryan Roth and you believe the official media narratives. But otherwise, if you have two brain cells to rub together, you know they do all this massive election fraud. And yet I still think they're in trouble. Because you got to remember, Kamala Harris was the first to drop out of the Democrat primaries because she couldn't pull 1%. I mean, nobody likes her like at all. And now they're trying to create, they've been trying to force these memes. They've been doing these forced, horrible, cringe forced memes all over the internet, trying to make her like trendy, you know, try to create a persona where people actually like this woman. Having a hard time. Imagine if it doesn't work out. You got the Ryan Roths of the world. I don't know how I keep wanting to say Ryan Roth. For some reason, I just have this, I keep wanting to say Roth, but it says Ruth, Routh, however you say it, Routh, Ruth, Routh. You imagine the Ryan Rouths. How many of these guys are out there believing everything the media says, and the media is feeding them Kamala's ahead in the polls? If the reality winds up, she's so unpopular, even among Democrat voters, that it's just physically impossible for them to do enough fraud to put her in. They don't have enough. There's not enough paper to print out to make fake ballots. Then what? What are the Ryan Rouths of the world going to do? Maybe this is what. Maybe he didn't used to be unhinged. Maybe it's just the fact that the media, he based his whole version of truth on whatever the media says, and the media just changes that around to whatever they say it is at the time. I think a big example of this and how it shorts these people's minds out, their brains out, is they gave out this narrative of the Ukraine or the wonderful heroic underdogs fighting against the Goliath of the Russian orcs. And then they have to switch over to Taiwan is the same thing, only China. Another common denominator in people like this is they have no curiosity about details. Everything has to be this very simple, binary, good guy, bad guy. There can't be like details where you actually look into what is going on behind the scenes, and you say, oh, well, I see where these guys have a point, but I also see where these guys are coming from too. So it's kind of complicated. No, people like this have to have everything very simple. It's got to be a Hollywood movie. Now, among the Democrat supporters, I can kind of imagine like a massive shorting out of the mind going, of the brains going on. Because you got on the one hand, the narrative of the heroic Ukrainians versus the evil Russians. On the other hand, you have the Taiwan versus the evil Chinese. But then you've got the genocide of the Palestinians by Israel. And they're, according to the media, good person candidate of Kamala Harris is standing out there in public talking about how she's ironclad going to support Israel no matter what they do. And this is something that is vastly unpopular among the average Democrat voter. And on this issue, the average Democrat voter is correct. You know, I refuse to get into a mindset where if I oppose these people, that means nothing they say could ever be correct. Look, truth is truth. What is correct is correct. It doesn't matter who says it. And on this issue, they're correct. And there's very little support as far as run-of-the-mill Democrat voters for what Israel's doing to Palestine. What are the Ryan Rose of the world doing? I mean, what are they doing when the media, they base their whole view on what the median government says, but then when it comes to Israel versus Palestine, the media is either strangely very silent and not giving them instructions, or those that they listen to for instructions are telling them that Israel is the good guy. When no matter how demented you are, it's very difficult to frame Israel as the good guys. What do you do? When you base your worldview on, you're supposed to support Team D because they're the good guys and Team R are the bad guys, when both teams are saying they support Israel no matter what, no matter how many Palestinians they bomb and kill with American money and taxpayer-provided bombs and missiles. I just imagine that causing such a level of cognitive dissonance that they suddenly just freeze up. You know, they don't know how to deal with that. And perhaps things like this are where the Ryan Roots of the world come from. Routes. It's driving me crazy. Ryan Routes of the world come from. The cognitive dissonance of the media is the true sources, and this is how I judge who the good guys and the bad guys are. But on this case, the media is telling me something that nobody in their right mind can actually excuse. Now, I wanted to talk about this because the way things have wound up where we're at right now is people tend to be pushed into echo chambers. You know, you're in this box, they're in this box. You're on Twitter, you're on Gab. You're over in this group, you're over this. You're listening to this podcast, you don't listen to their podcast, and so on and so forth. And this creates a distorted view of the world. It's very easy to forget that there are Ryan Routes in the world. There really are. It's hard to believe because it seems so crazy, but there are people that really do base their worldview like this guy does. I mean, there are people, this guy is not the only one. There are people like this in the world that actually base their view of the world around them in the same manner that this guy did. It's important to remember that we talk to each other and we listen to, you know, read the same materials and listen to people who share our worldview, you know, and understandably so, because we're looking for new information. We know we're not going to get it from CNN and MSNBC, so we tend to go to the same. If you're like me, and I'm sure most of you are, you've probably got a short list of places that you read on a regular basis because you know they have reliably given you information that you sometimes you can work with, sometimes not. That's why you check multiple ones and you still question. And in such, it's very easy to forget that there's guys like Ryan Routh out there that literally just sit around and wait for CNN to tell them what to think. And they think that. They base their worldview on that. They actually somehow try to function in this manner. They're out there. I mean, it's hard to believe, but there really are people like this out there. Heck, you may know some of them. You may work with some of them. You may interact with some of them. You may run into some of them sometimes. Heck, fairly recently, I was in an outdoor event of normal people. Not a political event, just an outdoor event. I was at an outdoor event, and in walks this guy, and we were outside, but up walks this guy through the crowd, and everybody's out there just normal. Everybody's more or less normal people. And this guy walks in, and he starts walking around. We're outside, and he has a mask on. You know, like we're still doing COVID. He's walking around with a mask. This could have been Ryan Routh. It could have been. I mean, it was somebody like that. I didn't even have to have him take the mask off. He would have the same face as Ryan Routh. He's one of those people. He's still stuck on back when the media was saying you got to wear the mask or you're going to kill everybody. He still hasn't moved on to the next thing because his trusted sources had told him at that time that that's what the most righteous and virtuous people do. They walk around with a mask on, even outside, even when nobody else is doing so. It's important to remember that these people do actually exist. They do. They it's hard to believe, but they really exist. They're out there. They're among us. Depending on where you live, there's maybe few of them, not as many as the media wants you to believe there are, depending on where you live. But they do exist. They are out there walking around with their masks on or from whatever else the media says. These people, if they roll out COVID 2.0 or the next pandemic and tell everybody to put the mask, put an old t-shirt around your head, whatever you got, cover that face. These people will still do it. You know, people say, I myself have said we're going to have a hard time doing another pandemic. That's still pretty fresh and people are burned out and they're like, nah, we ain't doing that no more. But the people you know, the people I know, by and large, say we're not doing that anymore. The Ryan Routh of the world are going to do that. They'll be right back out there, even though you're standing there going, what's wrong with you? They lied about all that last time. Why are you falling for it again?
Only trust reliable sources. I go with reliable sources. I don't follow internet conspiracies.
And that self-righteous voice, you know, indignant. How dare you question the sources? They're out there. It's important to remember. They exist. These are the people that it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. It doesn't matter how absurd whatever narrative is. They're going to go with that. You know, and again, there's no way to know. You know, what percentage of the population are these people? I do believe that they're a very small minority. But they do exist. You know, and they are going to go along with no matter how ridiculous and absurd. These are the people that it doesn't matter what you tell them. You can sit here and hand them a stack of peer-reviewed papers proving your point. They're not going to, it doesn't matter. Until they hear it on CNN or MSNBC from a government press release, it doesn't matter. You might as well be talking to the wall because it's not going to register with them. Now, they're not giving us any potential motives yet for this guy. The media's making great. We don't know yet what his motivations are. But considering how really bought into the Ukraine thing this guy is, and Trump going out there saying he's going to end the Ukraine conflict. He's going to get everybody sitting down and negotiate something. It's not hard to imagine that that's maybe what set this guy off. Again, I don't know. I don't partake in the media's game of we'll assign this and that and this guy just start making stuff up. But I do think it is reasonable to hypothesize, and that's probably what we'll be stuck doing because, as I said earlier, I suspect this story will quickly be memory holed. But I think it's a reasonable thing. I mean, the guy was passionate enough about it to fly over to Kiev. Again, I don't know where he got his money from. I mean, might have been from legitimate business from maybe before he was completely nuts. Or from other sources. Who knows? We'll never know, probably, because they're not going to tell us. But if he was that passionate, I think it's reasonable to say maybe because Trump was saying he was going to stop the Hollywood movie before the Avengers could go and stop the bad guys, perhaps that's what set him off. I always find it funny with these people that, the Trump derangement people. You know, I say this election cycle, you have two groups. You have the Trump derangement people, as personified by Ryan Ralph. And then you have the people who have turned Trump into like the second coming of Jesus and they've turned it into like a cult. And you have these two extreme views of the political landscape in the country. One of the things I find really curious about the Trump derangement crowd is they already had 4 years of Trump in office and nothing changed. It's also the same thing I find very curious about the MAGA cultist crowd is this: you had 4 years and nothing really changed. Why are both of these extreme sides so worked up over this? It doesn't even matter. I mean, it really doesn't. This guy could have sat there and looked at things logically. And again, you look at his face and you can see why he didn't look at things logical, because he's obviously a nutcase. And you can look at it logically, though, if you weren't a nutcase and go, well, we had 4 years of Trump, and at the end of the day, nothing actually changed. Congress did its usual job of holding hearings and actually not accomplishing a whole lot, except rubber stamping more money for Israel and whatever war the military-industrial complex wants at the moment. And yeah, nothing actually really changed. Same with the MAGA cultists. Trump's going to totally turn the country around and save America this time. Didn't get it done last time. Didn't even make a dent in it last time. But this time's going to be different. They totally stole the election in 2020, but this time we'll vote hard enough they won't be able to or something. It's all just nonsense. But I think the key takeaway from this that we can all take, and why I discussed this on today's show, is it is important to remember that these people do exist. Again, I don't know what percentage of the population they are, but they are out there. There are people that really do view the world like it's a Hollywood movie. They really do base all of their worldviews. It's easy to forget that. They base their worldviews on what the media says. It's so easy to forget that. I myself forget it. I'll say, who even listens to the media anymore? Like, who turns on network news to find out what's going on aside from some basic facts? Because you know they lie all the time. This guy, these are the people that actually do. Maybe as such, it's not really surprising that they also, on some level or another, seem to be somewhat insane. We'll wrap up on that note. I hope you have a great day. I'll be back tomorrow with the Parish of the Patriots show. It's already in the cans, in the bag. It's ready to go. It's ready to go. Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson will be here Wednesday with his Orthodox Nationalist show. He'll be back Thursday as well with his Daily Nationalist show, which is, you don't ever want to miss that, from the geopolitical front. And I will be back on Friday to wrap up your work. Just as I start off your work week, I'll be back on Friday to wrap up your work week with the Daily Nationalist. So again, I hope you have a great week. Keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.